would you like to see the title, final chapter, in the book of Job, chapter 7, verses 1 through 21. Before starting the word of God, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, what was the final chapter of Job's biography? What was the final chapter of Job's biography? Question 2. In verse 16, I would not live forever the phrase, what do we observe? Question 2. In verse 16, I would not live forever the phrase, what do we observe? The last question in verse 21, I will no longer be the phrase, what does it mean? In verse 21, I will no longer be the phrase, what does it mean? The book of Job was written with a dramatic poem. Why does a good believer suffer? If God is a God of love and mercy, that's the main question. The answer is, God has a sovereignty. Also, we need our full trust of God because God has a good and unique purpose to each child of God. We can see in the last chapter, Job's self-righteousness attitude was stripped away. Job could see God, which means Job experienced God's works in Job's life. Three friends, Eliphaz, the Temanite, and Bildad, the Shuhite, Jopher, the Naamathite, otherwise based upon all suffering comes from sin. But Elihu the Buzite, suffering is often the means of purifying or sanctifying us. In the last chapters, we saw Job was in chapter 1, verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was blameless and upright. So Job had no sin and one who feared God and shunned the law. So Job was not evil. But Satan was permitted to test Job by God. And so Job lost his possessions and children. Finally, his health. In chapter 2, verses 7 and verse 8, so Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful boils, serious pains from the sole of his foot, the bottom of his foot, to the crown of his head, to the top of his head. So Job suffered severe pain from the foot up to the top of head. And he looked for himself a potsherd with which to scrape himself because he was so itchable while he sat in the midst of the ashes. Then Eliphaz, the eldest friend, advised to Job in chapter 4, verse 7, remember now whoever punished being innocent, or where were the upright or the righteous man ever caught up? Basic reason, the Job's present illness comes from Job's hidden sin. So cause and effect rule, result-oriented interpretation. So this answer is wrong, because we didn't see Job did wrong. Rather than Job worshiped God periodically, God recognized Job was blameless and upright. But second advice, Eliphaz, chapter 5, verse 8. But as for me, I would seek God, and to God I would commit my cause. This advice is good. So sometimes we don't understand why we serve. But that moment we put trust in the Lord, seek God, let God control this matter, so we can rest in God. In the last chapter 6, Job responded to his advice. It has 3 points. Number 1, Eliphaz lacks empathy. Chapter 6, verse 14 said, to him who is afflicted, kindness should be shown by his friend, even though he forsakes the fear of the Almighty. That is, Eliphaz, my friend, is giving me all this advice without sympathizing with my situation, because my situation was so miserable. From bottom of the foot up to the head, all pimples, all itchable. Number 2, relevant advice, chapter 6, verse 26. Do you intend to rebuke my words and the speeches of a desperate one, which are as a wind? Wind meaning meaningless, no point. That is, your criticisms are not based on fact or evidence, but only on your own imagination, your speculation. The last Job pointed out to Eliphaz, his friend, relevant advice needed. Chapter 6, verse 24, teach me and I will hold my tongue. I will keep silent. Tell me why I suffer this kind of miserable situation. I lost entire possessions. I lost entire children. Right now my health was so itchable, so painful. Why? Cause me to understand wherein I have erred. That is because you still have not answered my basic question, why I am suffering like this. This chapter 7, Job's continued response. Number 1, is there not a time of hard service for men on earth? Are not his days also like the days of a hired man? So there is a time to plant, and there is a time to reap. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 2. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 2. A time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck what is planted. So everything has a time. So, like that, there must be a target day or last day. Like a servant who earnestly desires the shade. Why? And like a hired man who eagerly looks for his wages. So, at the beginning of darkness, the daily worker will receive his wages. So I have been allotted months of futility. So Job's the situation's the time, Job, you know, feels like the time drags, because he suffers a very long time, because he feels bored. Job feels bored. Time drags. That's why verse 3 said, I have been allotted months of futility and a wearisome night, tired nights. I am tired of time, have been appointed me. So when you know something is firm, time is so fast. But something is boring, time is so slow, time drags. When I lie down, I say, when shall I arise? And the night be ended, for I have had my fill of tossing till dawn. So he could not sleep well. Number 5, my flesh is caked with worms and dirt. His flesh is miserable. Worms lives in his skin. My skin is cracked and breaks out afresh. His scar or his cake of blood was mixed with dust. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle. So verse 6 said, life is short. James chapter 4 verse 14 says, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. So we have only present knowledge. We have no foreknowledge. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanish away or then disappears. So life is too short. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle and are spent without hope. But his life is hopeless. So Job couldn't see the final chapter of his biography. That's why he is concluded by himself wrongfully. We know that the final chapter 42 verse 12 and 13, the Bible says 42 and 12, where is it? Yeah, right here. Now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job. So here is the final chapter of Job's biography, more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. So he got prosperous by getting more possessions and 10 children as well. So Job didn't see the final chapter. That's why Job confessed to the Lord, now I see God. Now I can understand why God gave me so miserable suffering situation, because God wants me to be purified, to be sanctified with the image of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, remember that my life is a breath, so life is too short. My eyes will never again see good. So he think, so my eyes, he couldn't see any good thing in his life. Without all evidence, a quick conclusion might cause a mistake here. The eyes of him who sees me will see are no more. While your eyes are upon me, I shall no longer be. So this one is directly Job talks to God. Why you are seeing me who am struggling? day and night. It is a feeling so miserably. Why do you see me? As the cloud disappears and vanished away, so he who goes down to the grave does not come up. So Job described his life, which is too short, like a cloud disappears. So in dry areas, certain cloud comes up, but because the hot temperatures, dry area, the cloud suddenly vanish away or disappears away. Desert area, woods area, or like California, you know, the inland area like that. He shall never return to his house, nor shall his place know him anymore. So very like clouds, our life, you know, shall disappear suddenly. Therefore, I will not restrain my mouth, so I don't want to keep silent. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. So complain, that's a problem. So when we pray to God, we can express our anguish, our griefs, our sorrow to God. But no complain to God, because a complain is that God doesn't want. That's why. So we can see Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God. So when you complain or you express your bitterness, you fall short of God's grace. Lest any root of bitterness, right here, bitterness, complain in the bitterness. Bitterness problems springs up, cause trouble. Bitterness itself is a troublemaker. So first of all, to complaining person, then by this bitterness, many become defiled. So bitterness affects negatively to other people too. So God doesn't want to God's people's complain. So that's a committed sin, because God doesn't want to complain in bitterness. Also, Ephesians chapter 5, 20, God said, giving thanks always, no complaint, giving thanks always for all things, no exception, to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why. Am I a sea or a sea serpent? Some said, in a whale, am I a sea? That you set a God over me. First of all, it means I am not, you know, really big guy. I am in a little, very tiny, a dust kind of thing. Why, you know, is God, you know, watching over me, or is guiding me? So that kind of explanation. Here, you know, Job stopped talking to Eliphaz, his friends, and spoke directly to God about doubt of the value of his life. So we should not sin as a result of our suffering, but let God. Don't try to understand it, for we cannot understand all things to reach our final chapter of our biography. But commit our ways to the Lord. Lord, it's in your hand. Lord, my life is in your control, in your hand. Just trust in the Lord fully. Let God be in control. Then we can rest in Him. When I say my bed will comfort me, my couch will ease my complaint. Why? While, you know, he is sleeping, he might lose his feeling of pains or his memory of his lost possessions and children. Then you scare me with dreams and terrify me with the visions. Some is visions, dreams came out and terrified in a jaw. So then my soul or my thought chooses a strangling so he couldn't sleep well. He couldn't be choky and death rather than my body. I rolled my life. Here, I wrote my life. I hate my life. I want to die. I would not live forever. I want to die. I would not live forever. This particular phrase, we can see Job's severe suffering situation. So expression of his severe suffering, that might be okay. But also, on the other angle, we can see Job's selfishness. For his disregard, his relatives, friends, sorrow after his death. So Ephesians chapter 5 verse 20, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 20, no, 5:29. For no one ever hated his own flesh. Everybody loves his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it. Just as the Lord does the church. So everybody loves his flesh, his body. But how comes he tried to kill or to commit suicide? That's why he does not care about his family member, his relatives after his suicide. So there is a sort of Job's selfishness as well. What is a man? Let me alone, for my days are but a breath. What is a man that you should exalt him? Exalt meaning God, you know, should take care highly, you know, man, human being, that you should set your heart on him. So this is verse 18, so that you, God, should visit him every morning and test him every moment. Why God tests human being? Because God tests a child of God to be holy just like God, or to be purified just like the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, to be sanctified just like the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm chapter 8 verse 4 said, what is a man that you are mindful of him? You take care of a man, and the son of a man that you visit him. So God takes care of human being, visits, you know, like that. Why? That kind of same content here as Psalm chapter 8 verse 4. How long will you not look away from me and let me alone till I swallow my salvia? Salvia is a flower, you know, kind of salvia, but the New King James Version, salvia, then meaning for an instant or for a short time, because a flower someday blossoms, you know, someday fade away, right? That kind of thing. God sees me merciless without healing me. That kind of a little in a complaint, a little in murmuring right here. Will you never look away from me or let me alone even for an instant, for a while? King James Version said, how long will you not depart from me, nor let me alone till I swallow down my spittle? So, don't look at me unless you heal me. Have I sinned? What have I ever done to you, O watcher of man? Watcher is God. Psalm chapter 121 in verse 4 said, behold, he that keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Nor sleep. So without sleeping, God, you know, is watching man. Why have you set me as your target? So
this one is why, you know, give me this kind of suffering, this kind of bad happening to me. So you target me so that I am a burden to myself. So your task is so burden to me. Why then do you not pardon my transgression? So why, you know, don't you forgive my transgression and take away my iniquity? For now I will lie down in the dust, and you will seek me diligent, but I will no longer be. Which meaning, I will die, and my body come into dust, no longer be. So let's see each question. Question 1. What was the final chapter of Job's biography? Job chapter 42, verses 12 and 13. Now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. So let's see the final chapter of a human biography. We cannot judge, we cannot evaluate it, his or our situation, because that's not enough evidence yet. So we need let the Lord control our life. So we just commit our ways to the Lord. In verse 16, I would not live forever, the phrase, what do we observe? This meaning, I don't want to live, or I want to die. Which meaning, Job's expression of a severe suffering. Second one, Job's selfishness, because he doesn't consider his relatives, his friends, his neighbors' sorrow after his death. The last question in verse 21, I will no longer be, the phrase, what does it mean? Job will die and disappear. Let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer.